Hello everyone and welcome back to the Rokeby Roundup. Today we will be talking about the many different trips that are happening in the next few weeks. The Year 6 trip to St Paul's Cathedral and the Year 7 and 8 ski trip to Passo Tonale.
It's not just a ski trip though, what is it?
It's the IAPS competition.
That's pretty exciting. And also we've got some other events. We were making our predictions for the Allen Cup. Hoping if we can record the finalist and interview the winner next week. See how that got on. And the boys were also talking about they've got their Athenaeum semi-finals. Could you explain what on earth Athenaeum is?
So Athenaeum is basically debating. So you have Junior Athenaeum and Senior Athenaeum. So Junior Athenaeum, I think, is on a Wednesday lunchtime, or it was. And then Senior Athenaeum is on a Wednesday morning. And so we have, so for the final, we have two semis. So tomorrow is the first semi-final, which is Moody against Olive.
How do the houses that go against each other get determined?
I think we just do a spin the wheel. So it's like Moody gets Span and then Olive is next. And then next week it's Galsworthy v Bazalgette.
And what's your topic?
Should there be a UK ban for smartphones for people aged under 13?
And what's your topic?
We don't know. I don't think.
But it'll be different. Interesting. So we'll wait that one as well. And then next week is not Science Week, it's STEM Week. Any understanding of what that is?
Science.
Yeah.
Technology.
Engineering.
And maths.
Yes. And Mr. Holes worked really hard to try and do some quite different things. So we thought it'd be good to interview him and spread the word about the schedule for next week, because we're doing some of the things you've done past that we always do.
The chicks.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in the lower school, we did the egg drop.
Yes.
The egg drop was always fun.
I think there's a science fair, which I've never seen before, so that would be good.
And there's also like a dome, which
I'm not sure if that's coming this year or if they're having a show instead. But they're doing a few more engineering things, which I think would be really exciting. People like that. So we'll find out more.
Hello everybody and welcome back to the Rokeby podcast. So today we're here with Mr. Hull.
Hello.
Who is going to tell us a bit about STEM Week. So our first question for you, sir, is what is STEM Week?
Okay, so we normally call it Science Week, but STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering and Maths. And so the reason I'm sort of rebranding it is because we've got much more of a maths and engineering kind of theme. So Mr. Abu has organised a cart making activity, I think, for year 7 and 8. And so, yeah, that's why it's called STEM.
Okay, thanks, sir.
So my second question is, what is your favourite part that you're most excited for STEM Week?
So having Mr. Keeley involved in the car design bit is really exciting. He's got some really cool new ideas. So I'm really interested to see what that involves. The computer programming part with the Sparrows little modules that Mr. Sutherland is running with year 7, that also sounds really exciting.
And so our third question for you is, when is STEM Week?
So although the chicks have come already and that bit's kind of started, the STEM Week for Rokeby officially starts on Monday. So is that the 4th, 1st, 2nd, 3rd? Yeah, the 4th.
So fourth and final question is, what are the main activities for each year group?
For each year group, that's quite hard for me to remember off the spot. But I mean, the main things are, I mean, we've got the chicks, which has come with the chick lottery, as won by Teddy Rasby this morning, with getting the only person in the school to get the exact order, which is a 1 in 720 chance. So that's pretty cool. We have got the big science shows on Monday and Tuesday for the whole school. Bubbles for the lower school, changes of state for the upper school. A car design activity for year 6 and then an enhanced version of that with year 8. Year 7 are doing the Sparrows computer programming. Everyone's doing a quiz as a separate one for the lower school, thanks to Miss Lewis's hard work. I'm really, really grateful for that. I might be doing something with what's called Cartesian divers in year 7. We'll see how lots are doing the Sparrows before we swap over. There's a science fair. Mr. Hughes is running the science fair. I won't have remembered all of it, but that is most of it. I've obviously already mentioned Mr. Abu's the go-karting thing.
Thank you so much, sir, and thank you for listening.
Everybody, and welcome back to the Rugby Podcast. So today we're here with Isaac Oakeshott and Kieran Lewis from Year 6, and they're going to tell us a bit about their St. Paul's trip in Year 6. So our first question for you is, what did you do in St. Paul's Cathedral?
For the first bit, we were sitting outside the cathedral on the benches with everyone, and we were given our sketchbook and pencil, and we were we had to draw the cathedral and draw some of the pillars and some of the artifacts from the outside.
Okay, and our second question was, how long were you at St. Paul's Cathedral for?
Four or five hours. Okay, interesting.
Our third question for you is, what was your favourite part?
Personally, my favourite part was sketching. Also, looking inside the cathedral was very interesting, and having lunch was great.
And our fourth and final question for you is, what did you see in St. Paul's Cathedral?
We saw the domed roof. When we lie down and looked at the domed roof and all the artwork on it. And also we saw the Tomb of Nelson, among other things.
Wow, that's really interesting. Thank you so much for listening.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rugby Podcast. So today we're here with Theo and Oscar, and they're going to tell us a bit about the IAP ski competition they're going to next week. So our first question for you guys is, where are you going?
So we're going to Passo Tonale in Italy.
Wow. So our second question for you is, what are you doing and how does it work?
So what we are doing, we are skiing on the Monday, the Tuesday, the Wednesday and the Thursday. And it all builds up into a skiing competition on a Thursday. However, we have qualifying on the Tuesday.
Wow. So Theo, what was your favourite bit from last year?
Last year, I think my favourite bit was probably the race. Because I think that my team, we ended up doing quite well. And as a team, my team came second, which I thought was very good.
Wow. So our third question and final question for you is, what are you most looking forward to at the ski trip?
For me, it's probably the race as well, because I think it'll be quite fun and exhilarating to check out the slope and also the course that they've set. And also I'd like to see my times compared to the others, because that'll be quite fun to do. And also quite a bit of healthy competition between the boys, which will be fun.
Theo, what about you?
So, similar to Oscar, I'm just most looking forward to skiing, as it's not an opportunity that you get to do that often, as it's a seasonal sport and I only really do it for 1 week a year, so it's nice to have the opportunity to just do some more skiing.
That's really interesting. Thank you so much for listening.